Hello, today the church celebrates the feast of St. Matthias, Apostle, and our reading comes to us from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 15 to 17 and 20 to 26. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers and sisters. There was a group of about 120 persons in the one place. He said, "My brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was numbered among us and was allotted a share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his encampment become desolate, and may no one dwell in it, and may another take his office.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, become with us a witness to his resurrection." So they proposed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who is also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry, from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. After Judas' betrayal, the 12 apostles were left with a significant void. The number 12 held immense importance, symbolizing the 12 tribes of Israel and the heart of the new Israel, a people of God comprising both Jews and non-Jews. Matthias was chosen to restore the integrity of this sacred number, filling the vacancy left by Judas and reviving the full team of apostles. But this was not a mere human decision. The original 12 were chosen by Jesus, and now it was the apostles' turn to select a replacement for Judas. They understood the gravity of their task, seeking someone who had witnessed the entirety of Jesus' public ministry. After nominating two suitable candidates, they turned to prayer, humbly asking God to reveal his chosen one. This is an exciting mixture of human judgment and submission to divine guidance. Those early disciples used their judgment and discernment, but also realized that they needed to ask God for insight. We also need both in our lives. We must use our judgment and experience to determine what steps to take, and we must equally entrust ourselves to the Lord in prayer.